For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts. It's pretty easy to become fascinated with the lives and lore of pirates, men and women who sailed the seven seas and plundered and stole for profit, who had no laws but those they made themselves, called buccaneers by some, pirates by others. It's a little harder to become as interested in men and women stealing and plundering literary and intellectual booty for profit. But Matthew Pearl's new novel, The Last Buccaneer, does a pretty good job of injecting the same kind of excitement, danger, and thrills normally associated with the tales of pirates of the high seas into tales of like-minded literary pirates. Author Matthew Pearl graduated from Harvard and Yale. He taught writing and literature at Emerson and Harvard and lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He's the author of four novels, The Dante Club, a historical thriller about the death of Edgar Allan Poe called The Poe's Shadow, The Last Dickens, and The Technologists, a mystery thriller set in the early years of MIT. Matthew Pearl's novels have been translated into more than 30 languages. He received the 2013 Massachusetts Book Award for fiction. Before the International Copyright Act of 1891, there were few protections against an author having their book published in another country without permission. Publishers could, if they chose, hire agents, the so-called buccaneers, to obtain books and manuscripts, smuggle them out of the country and have literary works published without the author's knowledge or approval, and make fortunes in the process. Relatively few publishers engaged in this kind of dishonest and unethical practice, but enough did to warrant comments against it by famous writers of the time like Robert Louis Stevenson and Rudyard Kipling. Mark Twain went so far as to try and secure Canadian citizenship so his works could not be pirated in Canada. The Last Buccaneer by Matthew Pearl is a novel looking into what could have been the adventures, lives, practices, and dangerous liaisons of some of these paper and ink pirates in the last days before international law made their kind extinct. The story slowly unfolds, told by an outsider who learned the tale from a simple bookseller he meets on a train and befriends, a man who, as it turns out, is himself the one and only last buccaneer. Much of the story's main action takes place in the South Seas in Samoa, on and around the real-life property and estate that was owned by Robert Louis Stevenson called Vailima. The author himself is a major character in the novel. It's his new manuscript that the buccaneers are trying to Shanghai, driven to a frenzy by the upcoming Copyright Act and the fact that Stevenson is ill and this might be his last work. The characters are richly drawn, and the whole novel has a kind of Sherlock Holmesian feel to it. In fact, I actually forgot a couple of times this wasn't an Arthur Conan Doyle volume as I was reading dialogue between the two main characters. The mild-mannered bookseller, Mr. Fergins, plays Watson to buccaneer Penn Davenport's Holmes, which is kind of amusing at first. Later in the book, when you find out what happened to the last buccaneer, well, it's kind of like Robinson Crusoe shipwrecked on the island of Dr. Moreau with a literary twist. The book does get off to a rather slow and ambling start, but if you stick with it, you'll be rewarded with the kind of suspense and intrigue that'll keep you reading long past your bedtime. You also might want to keep a pen and paper or a tablet handy to keep track of the characters, their motivations, their relationships, and their schemes. There are so many twists and turns and double, triple, quadruple crosses that it's sometimes hard to keep track of who's doing what to whom and why. Still, The Last Buccaneer is very entertaining, and I had a hard time putting it down. Book lovers, history buffs, Robert Louis Stevenson fans will all get a kick out of this novel. It has all the elements of a good mystery, a high seas adventure, a spy novel, and treasure hunt, all in one. I liked it a lot, and I think you will too. To find out more about the book and order it at a Book Notes discount, go to www.changinghands.com. For Kabach and Changing Hands Bookstore, I'm Randy Kinkle, and this is Book Notes, a book club for lovers of the arts.